Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. It's hurricane season again, and some folks in New Orleans are feeling a little safer than they have for a while. But others feel just as vulnerable as ever. That's because the Army Corps of Engineers has rebuilt some levees that failed in the wake of Hurricane Katrina almost 2 years ago. But not all neighborhoods have gotten equal treatment so far, and protection for African Americans is lagging far behind efforts for whites. The Corps of Engineers recently released maps showing its progress and the current flood risks for New Orleans' many neighborhoods. In a few minutes, we'll talk with one of the Corps' managers for the project. But first, we turn to Natalie Walker. She's an attorney and co-director of Advocates for Environmental Human Rights in New Orleans. Ms. Walker, hello there.
Hello.
Now, when you look at the Army Corps maps as to the risk of hurricane flooding today based on their work, what do you see?
What I see is very little improvement overall. And shockingly, what I also see is that our communities of color, which in the New Orleans area are African American, are receiving totally insignificant flood reduction.
So let's talk specifically about neighborhoods. We know about Lower Ninth Ward and New Orleans East. What kind of protection have they gotten from the Army Corps of Engineers, say, compared to other areas such as Lakeview City Park?
Well, when you take a look at Lakeview, or you take a look at Old Metairie, which is a suburb of New Orleans, both of those areas are getting between 4.5 to 5.5 feet of flood reduction, which is, you know, fairly significant. But when you look at New Orleans East and the Lower Ninth Ward, we're talking 6 inches to a foot. I mean, those are areas that had 12 feet or more of water at one point after the levees broke.
So the breakdown here is racial, you're saying?
Well, I think so. I don't know what other conclusion you can draw when you look at these maps and you see, as everyone is doing, looking at the maps to see where do we have any significant reduction of flood water, and it's always in the white neighborhoods.
Now, some people looking at these maps say, wait a second, there's some white neighborhoods that don't get any improvement in flood protection. I'm looking at the maps, I see that particularly the area in Chalmette, which is largely a white working-class neighborhood, doesn't get very much protection either.
Yes, but there are other white neighborhoods that do, and there are no African-American neighborhoods that you can point to that get it.
Now, the Corps isn't saying that it's not going to help these neighborhoods that are still vulnerable. It's just saying it's going to take till 2011 to get to it. What about giving the Army Corps more time?
Well, they can take all the time they want, but there's no reason why they couldn't have done significant flood reduction improvements in other areas of the city. The floodgate that they put in on the 17th Street Canal to protect a largely white area of the city wasn't there before. So why just that neighborhood for this major undertaking? Why not any other neighborhood?
There have been concerns, questions, maybe even complaints raised about how New Orleans is being redeveloped. Some people alleging that there's a move afoot to gentrify New Orleans.
Absolutely. There's simply no question about that. We had 5,000 public housing units that were occupied before Katrina. Virtually all of them have been padlocked, and that includes units that were not damaged by the flooding caused by the Corps of Engineers.
Now, you say that the Army Corps of Engineers caused this flooding. What do you mean?
People need to remember, this is so important, Katrina did not hit the city of New Orleans, did not. And many of the people who drowned, who lost their lives, were still in the city after Katrina passed, and they were celebrating on their front porches when the storm was over. And then the levees broke. It's the Corps of Engineers that destroyed the city of New Orleans.
What would you like to see the Army Corps of Engineers do differently now?
I think they need to make it clear exactly what their plans are for installing floodgates in all of the other vulnerable areas of the city, not just the 17th Street Canal where they have installed the floodgates. All of the areas that flooded so many of our African American neighborhoods, and we all know that's where the flooding came from. They need to be really clear on what they're going to do for those neighborhoods, because to date they've done so very little.
Natalie Walker is an attorney and co-director and founder of the Advocates for Environmental Human Rights in New Orleans. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joining us now to respond to some of the concerns raised by Ms. Walker is Lieutenant Colonel David Berzik. He's a risk and reliability project manager for the Army Corps of Engineers in New Orleans. Colonel Berzik, Natalie Walker says that none of the city's African-American neighborhoods have yet gotten substantial new flood protection. What's the Army Corps rationale for the work that's been done so far?
Steve, the rationale for the work that's been done so far has been, after the storm, there were a number of areas that were damaged. The first priority was to restore those areas, and that's where the work concentrated on and focused on.
You say this was just repair, but, you know, brand-new floodgates were put in there, the 17th Street Canal. If it was all about just repairing, why did the new floodgates go in the more affluent and more white neighborhood as opposed to, say, New Orleans East or other neighborhoods?
Actually, Steve, that was a function of repair. With the miles of floodwalls that exist along those three outfall canals, the 17th Street Canal, the London Avenue Canal, and the Orleans Avenue Canal, the mission was to do all the work and to do it all fast. And there was no time to go ahead and to look at all of those floodwalls along those canals. So the decision was made that rather than trying to bolster or improve, you know, roughly 11 to 12 miles of floodwall, the decision was made to just block the surge at the mouth of the lake and just eliminate that as a threat.
Well, I'm sure the folks, though, in New Orleans East or the lower Ninth Ward would like that kind of protection. What was the process here? I mean, at the end of the day, effectively, none of the African-American neighborhoods get substantial flood protection, certainly on the scale of what's happened in the white neighborhoods. The accusation here is racism. The outcome seems to bear out that accusation. How was the decision made?
Steve, I think when you say outcome, you're looking at what we presently have today. And that's not outcome. The outcome right now is we are continuing work to meet the administration's commitment to provide 100-year level of protection to the entire system. And that is work that is ongoing.
Colonel Berzik, I think it's fair to say in New Orleans some people still don't trust the Army Corps. So what would you say to those people to reassure them about the work the Corps is doing now?
Steve, I think that to reassure those people, I think you can see using the we're using the best science that's available out there right now to go ahead and design these this protection system for the future. And then we are also committed to looking to the coastal restoration solutions and look at other options and alternatives to continue to add to the level of protection to the New Orleans area.
Lieutenant Colonel David Berzik is a risk and reliability project manager for the Army Corps of Engineers in New Orleans. Thank you so much for taking this time.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate being on your show.
Earlier, we spoke with Natalie Walker of Advocates for Environmental Human Rights, also in New Orleans. For links to maps and more information about the Army Corps Flood Risk Report, check out our website, loe.org. We're online at loe.org whenever and wherever you are. You can hear the program anytime or download a podcast. The address again is loe.org, and we'd love to hear your comments. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. That's comments@loe.org. Or you can send us a note to 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Or call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988.